if you ever swayed, if you ever moved, if rock and roll ever moved you, the book Rock and Roll will definitely bring it back into focus through the lens of Lynn Goldsmith, one of the most famous rock photographers of our time. And Lynn, when you, and I know you love the Stones. You make no bones about that, and you and I can agree on that. When Keith Richards says she can startle you, what does he mean? Because I know you just don't go up and say, hey, can I get a pic? I mean, you set certain things. I mean, if it's not a concert, you want to get something that will show these, as you call them, messengers. What is it, just
fun?
Well,
if I tell you.
Come on.
I think what he means is oftentimes, if particularly in the studio, not when someone is on stage, but in the studio when I'm trying to get something out of somebody and if their attention goes somewhere else, I could start screaming at them in their face.
Lynn's flipping
out.
And
I think that startles them. Yeah, it's like, come back here. Here, we're here with me. Your time's valuable. My time's valuable. Let's do this. That'll shock them.
Is there a moment, you know, when you meet a particular musician? I know you're probably beyond the stage of worship at some point in time, but, you know, everything is packaged. So you see this person and they're, oh, you know all the PR. But was there someone or a band that you went, whoa, these guys are definitely so in control of what they're doing and they have this charisma that I've got to get it?
I think it's very difficult for a person to want to separate the messenger from the message.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, maybe it's because of the wealth of my experience in this area, I know that having a particular talent or to play a particular way, you know, sensitively, movingly, much less the ability to link words together in a way that really hits home for others, does not necessarily mean that individual is as connected as we might hope them to
mm-hmm.
be. And so being able to separate those two keeps me from disappointment. However, to answer your question, there is one and only one, and that one is Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you a question about Bob next, because Bob intrigues me to no end, as he does all of
Everyone.
His fans. All of his fans. Uh-huh. Even the people who don't like him are kind of like, what's Bob up to? And he seems to be getting better with age, which is pretty incredible. Bob reminds me of the guy who's like driving like the best car ever, and mm-hmm. this car happens to be rock and roll, but mm-hmm. he's like, I don't know, this car's breaking down. This car, you know, this isn't the car I want. I mean, he was always kind of at odds with his art, and I guess maybe that's the beauty of him.
I don't really think that way about
no?
him. I think that Bob is inscrutable, and that's his identity. He wants to be inscrutable.
Aha.
And that's fine. I also don't think necessarily that rock and roll is what he's about. I think that Bob is a true poet that has found this particular form to reach a lot of people. But to me, his book Chronicle was just as great a piece of literature as any of his individual songs have been. And he's a pretty good painter, you
mm-hmm,
know? I mean,
mm-hmm.
he really, you know, he just has a genius that is beyond, I think, having a normal brain. I think he's got, like, you know, some weird brain synapse that causes him to be this kind of flowing vehicle of artistic energy.
And there's got to be, I don't care what the business is, rock and roll, I don't care, selling cars, there's got to be insecurity among people. They may have a face on, but, you know, you're as good as your last CD, whatever, your album.
Oh, they're all insecure.
Yeah.
They're all totally insecure. I mean, first of all, I think pretty much everybody on the planet is insecure, but to think that, I don't think that there's one celebrity, famous person who got to where they are by being secure. It's those, I think, as Will Powers would say, your problem is your greatest opportunity. And they just took those insecurities and used them to attain the status that they have, but the insecurity doesn't go away.
Man, I would love to just sit in with those Frank Zappa sessions.
Oh, well, Frank was, uniquely special in terms of his brilliance, as well as being someone who was incredibly down to earth, who was a really good father, a really good family man. There's an image in the book that I call Pioneers of the New West, and that's where I built this set and put all of his family in it, because I was so taken with how they related to each other and how they cared for each other. And in fact, they were about a new way of living, even, you know, the way the whole world responded when they called their first child Moon Unit.
yeah.
Frank was the funniest, and I don't think there has ever been anyone who, you know, you keep hearing, oh, the next Bob Dylan, Billy Joel was going to be the next Bob Dylan, Bruce is the next Bob Dylan, this one's the next Bob Dylan, but you never hear the next Frank Zappa, because no one could ever be Frank Zappa.
No, that would be like trying to be the next John Wooden in basketball, or whatever you would try to relate to. This is a woman who has had the covers of Life, Newsweek, Time, Rolling Stone, Sports Illustrated. It goes on forever, some of the most well-known album covers. And before you go, Lynn, are you missing the album cover? I know that you love change, but come on. I mean, a person like you, it doesn't – what I'm seeing now on a CD, it doesn't speak to me.
Well, that's why in the book Rock and Roll, which, you know, I just released, I made the rock mosaics. Well, one reason I made them is because it was so difficult not to want to show the public so many images which they would never have seen. But the experience of the album cover was to look for some kind of secret message in that 12 by 12 inch square of art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first, I remember on Sgt. Pepper's finding little images of the Rolling Stones inside the cover image. They're in there. And so I was always looking for messages. And that's why I made the rock mosaic, where you can get a magnifying glass and really hopefully have an experience of, you know, the sort of listening to the music and touching and feeling and looking makes it, I think, a bigger experience. And, of course, my ego misses the idea of a 12 by 12 inch piece of art that I was involved in helping to make, which, you know, can be shared with people. Yeah.
Oh, boy, the truth. I don't know if America's ready for the truth. Of course, we could go on. Lynn also, of course, has written songs with folks like Sting and Steve Winwood and Todd Rundgren, so she's been immersed.
And Nile Rodgers. Don't forget Nile Rodgers.
Yes.
I love Nile.
Yes, indeed. Lynn,
yeah.
Thank you so much for your time. The book is incredible. It's called Rock and Roll, Lynn Goldsmith. And if you're looking for an excuse, I think Christmas is around the corner. I'm not sure.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
thank you for
is.
Saying that.
Hey, Lynn, thank you so much for your time, okay?
Oh, thank you.
You are with Albrecht in the AM.